Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio at 94.1 in the free Odyssey app and also streaming live on YouTube. Hi, YouTube folks. How you doing? Sure, saying everything nice right now.
Oh,
Phil,
yeah.
Phil's baseball back on WIP tonight. 7:07 first pitch against the Toronto Blue Jays. Jackie Baseball has leading off tonight.
Oh,
no?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Come on, man.
There we go. And Sky Dome. Do they still call it Sky Dome or no?
No, I think so. Isn't it the Rogers Center?
Oh, is it? Yeah, that is what it's called. Yeah.
The Rogers. But it's center with an RE at the end.
Oh, yes, because they're like French or whatever.
Centra.
Yeah, Centra. Yeah.
Sure.
The Mount Rushmore coming up of things I noticed in Disney World. We're talking about Saquon, whether they should use them the same way last year as they do, same way next year as they did last year. Ike says no. Mm-hmm. Got to stretch them out.
Yeah. 20 touches or less.
20 touches or less. I say nice plan. No way it's going to happen.
Last year was 24 touches.
And that includes, I would love to know.
It was probably more.
After the bye.
Week four, yes.
After the bye. 215-592-9494. Phil in Center City, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, what's going on?
What's up, Phil? Say hi to everybody, though.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good enough. This is what we're going to get out of it. All right.
Hey, I think it's a great problem we have. We have great players that we're talking about limiting their touches or not. I don't think they should limit Saquon's touches at all. I think this is related to why Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. I think in the NFL right now, you have to have all three phases going well to be productive in any of them. And I think they just need to go with Saquon. Their offensive line is better at run blocking than pass blocking. They need to establish this early. They want to lead the league in rushing. Saquon wants to set the record again, or at least be up there. And I think it's the best thing for the team.
Now we're going back-to-back 2,000 yards.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? Let me tell you this. He goes back-to-back 2,000 yards, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes, he would be. Yes.
Exactly. Also, like, I think he'd rather do that than play till he's 38 or something. Like, I don't know.
38?
Who cares about that?
38? How about just three more years?
How about 31? Yeah.
Well, I know. I just feel like this conversation with stars, Embiid's a whole different conversation.
Yes, he's I agree.
I disagree, player. Phil. But, I disagree to this degree.
I don't think you ever have to make that choice. Like, I hope.
Sure, you do.
40 touches when the game's out of hand, but he's playing in the NFL. He wants to run. I think let him run.
Now it's funny when I say when he wanted to run last year, everybody wanted to preserve him for the Super Bowl in the postseason. When he wanted to run, he wanted to break the record last year. They wouldn't let him break it.
Right. Right, but I mean, the one thing though, when the playoff seeding isn't in question anymore, it's easy to make the argument for him not to do it in that scenario.
Right.
But I don't think to go into the season with that mindset really helps any phase of the Eagles game.
Okay. Well, I mean, I disagree. I think teams would be smarter if they did it. A, you just won the Super Bowl, so you don't have to coach in desperation. You can actually be smart. B, this is a talented enough offense that you don't have to run Saquon into the ground.
Right. I hear that, Mike. I think that makes sense. I think maybe what we're all unsure about is it never feels like our coaches and Jalen and the offense are on the same page. I think more than watching the touches, we just want to feel like there's some good cohesion between them this year. To me, that's what was more bothersome about Saquon's touches last year is it wasn't always clear exactly what they were trying to do. That's how I felt anyway. So yeah. I'm with you, but maybe we're saying it different ways.
All right, Phil. Thank you for the call, brother. Yeah, I haven't talked about it a lot since it happened. The change in offensive coordinator is pretty interesting with all of this as well. In that, what's his name last year?
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore certainly
had so many coordinators. Yeah. I couldn't think of who it was.
Kellen Moore certainly didn't come into this last season thinking. We saw the first four games of the year what he wanted to do, and then they adjusted on the fly. I hope, based on his comment about cohesion, I don't know about that. I do hope that Jalen and Kevin Petullo are on the same page. That's what I hope. I hope they both want the same thing because I think it has a better chance of happening. If they both see things the same way, if their vision for how this offense is going to run. Now, Jalen's a player; he's not the coach, but he did win a Super Bowl and he's a quarterback. And if they're not doing something that he's comfortable with, like I think we actually see what maybe we saw to an extent the first four games of last year.
Right. So, taking care of the ball, he has to be able to take care of the ball. Now, I could sit here and say this is a theory I'd like to see put into action. But they go to try to put it into action, and it doesn't result in winning. You throw that theory out the window.
Yeah, they're just going to have to do what they.
So I do understand that, and then that's where a lot of us, including myself, because I'm on the opposite end of this thing this year. Whereas if we remember last year, I was in favor of moving to the running game.
Yep.
So I was okay with it. But this year, Jalen, we got to throw the ball, man. We got to move the ball to me, in chunks down the field, through the air. I understand what Saquon is capable of doing. What I'm saying is, if it's like this, if I know a runner only has so many carries in him, I want to try to spread those carries out versus use them all up.
Over these next 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? If I get through week six, week seven, and I've run Saquon on the ground and we're sitting at 5-2, and that next thing you know he gets banged up, then what?
I'm with you. I just think they're going to end up doing it anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. All right, Mount Rushmore time. Let's do it.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Nope. Absolutely not Mount Rushmore Week. Jack having quite a day back there. You want to try it again?
Yeah, what's going on, kid?
Yeah. You all right over there? You want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
It's definitely not Mount Rushmore Week.
No, it's not Mount Rushmore.
But this is Mount Rushmore.
That's a nice music bed, though.
Yeah. The Mount Rushmore of things I noticed at Disney World. My wife and I went to Disney World last weekend.
Yeah.
It's the first time I had been there since I think I was 8. My wife went when she
was... been a while.
Yeah, been a while.
40 years.
My wife went when she was 16, she said, with her parents and her brother and her boyfriend at the time. So I spent the entire time looking at Disney World for him. Kick his ass. Don't you touch my wife, you piece of crap. All right, here are the four things I noticed while at Disney World. Number four, too many matching T-shirts.
Ah.
Dude. So many. I get
like
it.
Like the group? Like
yes.
Too
many matching T-shirts.
Family T-shirts?
Oh, yeah. You know. The Drew's first trip to Disney World. Everybody's got the T-shirt. What do you want? You want me to give you a gold star? Like, come on.
Drew's first trip to Disney World.
Yeah.
They really are doing that out there.
Oh, yeah. Everyone. You know, the
theme T-shirts.
Oh, the Collins family goes to Orlando. Get out of here. I don't care. Get out of my way. It's too crowded in here. I don't need you and your too many people all wearing the same T-shirt.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
I guess that's how you pick people out of the audience, out of the crowd.
I have no idea. I don't know what the point is, you know. Oh, you want me to say something cool to you? Oh, who's that? This is your first trip? Okay. All right. Number three, things I noticed while I was at Disney World. Where is everyone getting all this money? Where is everyone getting all this money?
Country's in a damn recession.
Dude. We were two people. And yeah. I didn't have to buy, like, I didn't have a kid there.
Right, you didn't buy, you're not paying for kids.
Yeah,
I'd
have
things.
To buy this and that. Oh, right. I want this Mickey thing or that Mickey thing or this Lilo thing or this Stitch thing. I see family of six people, and you people are going every year?
Well.
Dude, it is.
Some people love Disney World.
It's just like, where's the money coming from?
I know.
I wouldn't be able to do that every year.
And they're waiting in the normal lines.
Yes. Like, well, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they hadn't even got to that yet.
Yeah. The number two thing I realized of the Mount Rushmore of things I realized at Disney World, waiting in line is for suckers. Now, if I could tell you to invest in anything when you go to the Magic Kingdom or whatever you go to, pay the extra money for the pass that lets you skip the line.
Fast pass.
Yeah, the lightning lane is what they
call it. Lightning lane?
Oh, dude.
Okay.
So we walk up to Tron, and there's a thing that says 75 minutes wait.
Yeah.
We go in the other line. I walk by all those suckers, go right to the front. It's just like, if you don't pay for I can understand. It was expensive, the extra pass.
Yeah.
But what do you want to do? You've already spent all this money to go down there. Do you want to spend the whole day at Magic Kingdom waiting in three lines? Or
because you're waiting an hour and a half in almost each line, hour and 15 minutes.
To go on one ride.
Yeah, to go on one ride.
Absolutely not.
By the way, the ride is what, 2 minutes long?
If that, yes.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah, I don't know the point. I mean, that sounds like a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, like, look, they get you for everything when you're down there.
Yeah,
but
it's a stick up.
That's the thing I'm saying is, you know, keep the $40 of mug money in your wallet, and when they ask you for mug money, to go to the front of the line, do it. And the number one thing, and you guys, this is really not specifically about Disney World. It was about this trip. Mm-hmm. Is that guys with tons of tattoos look like trash.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. And I looked at my wife because I saw a ton, because, you know, tattoos when I was growing up, there were not tons of people with tattoos.
Right.
But now every
tattoos.
Third person looks like me. And I,
you think you got a little too out of control of the tattoos?
Well, I would walk by some guy and he'd, you know, be all tatted up like me, and I'd be like, oh, that guy looks terrible. And eventually I said to Val, I go, I see everybody with all these tattoos. They look terrible. I said, I'm sorry. I said, if I look like that,
right.
And she was like, nah, I like the way you look. I was like, that wasn't convincing.
She's accepted it.
Yeah. It's like, when I look in the mirror, I see one thing.
Right.
But then I see it on somebody else.
Imagine what they're saying about you.
Yes.
But they don't want that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's probably. They're probably saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Especially the older guys.
Yes. Yeah, so what's this trash guy doing here? He doesn't even have a kid here. You know, what's he even doing? So that was the other thing.
Hold on. Did you go, I don't know, did you add the tank top on?
No,
all your tats out?
No, I didn't do Sun's Out Guns out there. Yeah, wore a t-shirt.
You didn't go cargo and tank top?
I did go cargo.
Okay.
If I'm going to be, it's going to be 90 degrees and be walking around for 6 hours, I'm going cargo.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do Disney like in the middle of the summer. I mean, that seems
when it's July or August or something. My other piece of advice is if you stay at a Disney hotel, you can go to the places a half hour earlier, 8:30 rather than 9. Get there when it opens, because by 1 o'clock,
park, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
By 1 o'clock. It is.
It's packed.
Madness in
there.
Yeah,
forget about eating breakfast early in the morning. Just go to the park.
Go to the park. Go to the park. Pack a Cliff Bar or something.
Yeah.
So that was everything I noticed. Or the Mount Rushmore I noticed.
That sounds like an adventure, brother.
It was an adventure.
That sounds like an adventure.
It was a good time, though. We had a good time.
I got to admit, kids are older.
Yeah.
They've gone to Disney World.
Yep.
They've even gone to Disney World with their school, like the high school senior trip. They've done that. Next time they go to Disney World, they'll be taking their own families.
Oh, you're not.
I got no interest in going to Disney World. So they're old enough now; they could do things without me. Yeah,
go if you want.
Yeah, go ahead and go if you want to go with your friends.
The one thing.
Be careful.
The one thing that seemed adult focused.
Yeah.
Is at Epcot Center. They have this one thing where, like, you walk around the circle and it's like a different country.
Okay.
And adults do this thing called drinking around the world, where you get a different drink in every little country that you're in. And they have booze at every
That's
country.
That's the only thing the adults can do.
Yes.
That's all they can do.
To forget about the fact that what they just spent.
You better believe all the husbands are in there like, you son of a...
Yeah.
Looking at the credit card bill.
Yeah. You just got to forget about it once you're down
there.
Yeah,
you just got to forget about it, man.
Just tap. Yeah. Just tap. Tap it, tap it, tap. It's not real money. It's not real money. Tap it, tap it.
Like you said, you imagine going with a family of four or six?
No. God bless the people that do that every year. Like
That's not even including the flights.
No, yeah. Dude, I added it up at the end. Because a friend of mine, he was like, well, how much did that cost you? I added it up.
It's pretty penny. It's pretty penny.
It's, you know, it's more than a week down the shore.
You don't want to say.
No.
No, no, no. On top of your 83-inch TV and your fancy fridge.
We don't need to do that.
It's pretty unbelievable. And a brand new house. All right.
This guy's doing. Yeah. He had a pretty good year this year.
Well, not bad.
You're doing pretty good, brother.
Jack just got a new car.
Yeah. I know.
Electric one, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at me. And I can't even play the right freaking things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're not even good at this.
I am.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Allentown, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
What's up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
Hey, I want to say I think Ike's totally right on that point of view, because the other part is that, you know, all the other teams are going to be gaming for Saquon to run basically like he ran last year. And so it'd be a perfect reaction or a kind of preemptive move to have Jalen be the quarterback, the elite quarterback that everybody keeps arguing about. It'd be nice to have him step up and be that person.
Can I ask you something, Jeff? Do you think, I say by like week 9 last year, that it was clear to the other teams what the Eagles were doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And they didn't do that then. Like, I hope you're right. I do. I hope it's better for everybody. I'll be wrong. It's better for everybody if Jalen figured something out in the championship game and the Super Bowl, unlocked it, becomes the quarterback everybody's talking about, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It's only going to take a couple. If your touches are down lower for Saquon, it's only going to take a couple of weeks for the other teams to notice that he's not carrying the ball as much. I mean, it's like, it's not all year that they're going to be sitting around waiting for week 7 from last year to happen. So I think it's a good plan. I just don't think it's likely to happen. Yeah, I think what's more likely to happen is coaches are coaching to win that football game that day. And they're going to look on the sideline and see that guy. Mm-hmm. And the amount of discipline it takes to do that. I remember, Saquon's not Joel. We know that. Mm-hmm. But every time he would, the beginning of every year where he would actually be healthy, and I would look 20 games into the year, and he'd be first in centers and minutes. You know, Joel be averaging 36 and a half.
Yep.
And I'd say to myself, well, what the hell are they doing? And what the hell they're doing is in each game, the coach is looking, and they're going, I got to win this game. You know what I mean? I'm not going to win this game if I'm... So it really does come down to Jalen.
Sure.
Like, it comes down to Jalen, Petullo, Nick Sirianni.
Yep. They
got the tools.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think the Eagles would go in, Jeff, with sort of, if they can do this, they would love to be able to win this sort of way where you don't wear down Saquon Barkley. But Spike's right. I mean, if the rest of the offense isn't working, They're gonna do what they feel like they do best, which is turn around and hand the ball to 26.
There's two ways to think about it. You know, it used to be that it's almost like the way the Steelers and the Raiders used to operate back in the 70s and 80s. It was almost like, this is our team. You know what we're going to do. We dare you to stop us.
Yeah.
And now, well, we're living in a different era now, and it's more like, you know, we kind of know that you're going to be looking at us, so we're gonna scheme it out a little bit differently. I've got a question for you about Disney World as well.
Okay.
All right.
did you notice that the things that you experienced when you were younger are not there anymore, and what did that feel like?
You know, I was so young when I went that I barely remember it. Mm-hmm. I was like probably 8 years old. The only thing I remember from being a child at Disney World is Space Mountain. Okay. And let me tell you, I was just as scared as a 48-year-old on Space Mountain as I was as an 8-year-old. So I actually, as I've told the guys before, I have very few memories from before 30. Like, I don't remember anything. So I don't remember it. I wish I remembered it better than I remember it now.
All I remember from Space Mountain as a kid was we're in that humongous line and someone's coming off and they're checking their glasses because like they got smashed up or something. And it's like, okay, do we want to ride this or do we not want
right,
to ride?
Right. Yeah.
So Space Mountain is a roller coaster.
Yeah. But in the dark.
So dark.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Jeff. Okay. Yeah. So it's inside. It's in the, so you can't see when it's going to drop or when it's going to turn.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. Well,
oh, Lord.
Last thing.
I didn't get on Space Mountain then.
There's one ride at Epcot Center. I can't remember if it's called, like, Space Mission or Project Earth or whatever the hell it's called. And there's two options. You're flying a spaceship. That's what it makes it feel like. Mm-hmm. There's the green option, which is the less intense option. And then there's the orange option, which tells you it's like G-forces up to like 2.5. You feel weightlessness. And they're like, "Don't, if you have any form of motion sickness, don't go on it." They're like, even people who don't experience motion sickness come off throwing up off this ride.
Oh, no.
We did the green instead of the orange, but I just thought to myself, what a coward.
You felt soft, yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't want to ruin dinner by... You know, like being sick the rest of the day. But I felt like a coward. I feel like if we go back, I got to go in the orange. I have to go on the one that makes me sick.
There's a time to be brave.
Yes.
And there are times you don't need to be brave.
And that is not
Yeah, that's not really a time you have to be brave.
Now,
yeah.
when you were eight, was that a comp trip or was that, that was real?
What do you mean?
When you were eight.
Did you go there free?
Yeah. Like, was that a comp?
Do you mean, did I pay for it as
no,
an eight-year-old?
I know you, when you went to Atlantic City, you could get
I
don't think my dad got Disney World for free. My dad works for Disney right, my brother works for Disney right now.
And he didn't help you at all.
Got me nothing. Small discount
on the
hotel.
Don't put anything past your dad.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he could have. I'm sure he could have known a guy. I'm sure he could have known a guy.
He definitely knew somebody.
Yes. He was like, yeah, don't walk in that line. Walk on the side. There'll be a guy waiting for you there.
Dude, they still do the parade thing at the end of the night? Don't they do that at...
I don't know. They did
Magic
fireworks.
Kingdom?
They did fireworks at the end of the night.
Right,
at Magic
right, okay, yeah, okay. They don't do like the little Mickey Mouse parade?
Dude, now, if you want to meet one of like the characters...
Yeah.
You have to get in a queue and get in line to get in pictures.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Okay, last thing.
Oh, wow.
Because now I feel
horrible. Now they've gotten big time?
Yeah, it seems like it, yeah.
Sad.
So I see like an 11-year-old girl getting a picture with Belle. Is Belle from Beauty and the Beast? I think Belle is from Beauty and the Beast. And they have a real-life Belle there. And the girl's looking up at her, like almost crying because she's meeting Belle. I just want to walk over and be like, I don't know, you're 11. You know Belle's not real, right? And I said to Val, I go, I got to go tell that girl.
No.
And she's like, no, you don't. And I said, I am going to help her life. I will hurt this moment. You could be okay taking a picture with Belle, but she's got to know. Not only is that not the real Belle, there is no real Belle. I did.
You're that guy. Get him out of the park. Get him out of here.
Yeah. She was like, you do have too many tattoos. You look like trash. The High Hopes Jaggy Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon
Hold
Show
up.
With Ike and Spike.
I always lose the read.
And, right, of course, Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.